From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says the Islamic State group is the top suspect in Saturday's double suicide bombing in Ankara that killed 97 people. Turkey began burying the victims this weekend while caring for more than 200 others who are wounded. Zaritza Hoke reports.
Thousands of mourners gathered at the hillside cemetery near the capital and in Istanbul to attend funeral services for some of the victims. In some cities, Turks continued demonstrating for peace.
We're here to say that these bombs don't scare us, to raise our voices against them even more, and to protest against the attacks.
Crowds also shouted slogans against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Many blamed the government for failing to prevent the attacks, and some even accused it of orchestrating the attacks to discourage people from gathering in large numbers. No one has claimed responsibility for the Ankara attack, but many, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, suspect that Islamic State might have arranged it from Syria. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The European Council is calling for Russia to immediately end military attacks in Syria that do not target Islamic State or other UN-designated terrorist targets. An EU statement says recent Russian military attacks on the moderate opposition are of deep concern and must cease immediately. Russia claims to have hit 53 targets in the past 24 hours, which it describes as airstrikes against an IS training camp in Idlib province and underground IS facilities in Latakia province. Twin suicide bombings have killed at least 9 people and wounded 29 others in northern Cameroon in an attack local and security officials have blamed on Boko Haram militants. On Saturday, the Nigeria-based militant group launched 5 coordinated attacks in neighboring Chad, killing close to 40 people. This is VOA News.